Track 13, and now we come to sport. And we'll start off with football. Bucks beat leaders at Homer's Heath. Ryan Bush netted twice in the first half to inspire Buckland Athletic to a huge victory over the Western League leaders Brixham AFC. The striker opened the scoring from the penalty spot after a Brixham handball and then doubled his tally after, in the words of the manager Dan Hart, his side pressed really well. Rhys Shanley could easily have cost his team the win, though as a moment of madness led to his dismissal. On this incident, Hart commented, "I back Rhys all the day. It's a bit of a wild moment, but it's his first red card, and it is clearly a red card." In the South Western Peninsula League Premier Roundup, Bovey Tracy AFC enjoyed a high-scoring win on the road on November the 2nd. Torrington was the destination, having already assisted Neil Last's first-half equaliser. He chipped in with a hat-trick of his own before assisting substitute James Bolton at the death, making it a 5-2 victory to remember for the Bovey man. Timoth won away at Bodmin by 3-2, and meanwhile, Newton Abbott Spurs lost by 2-1 at Columpton. South Devon Football League Roundup. Walden Athletic have moved 3 points clear at the top of the South Devon Football League with a close 2-1 win at East Allington United. Newton Abbott Spurs are also in a bit of form. They moved into fourth place with a close 3-2 win against bottom side Elberton. Kingstainton Athletic have now made it 4 wins from 4 after losing their opening 4 games in an end-to-end game against Totnes and Darkington. The Rams took advantage of 2 penalties going towards a 5-2 win that was well deserved. In Division 1, a shock 4-1 home defeat for Bovey Tracy inflicted by Buckland Athletic. The long-awaited Brixham derby ended all square between Brixham Town and Brixham AFC. 3-3 was the final score that sent the crowd home happy following an entertaining affair, and Town have now drawn 3 out of 7 games, and AFC notched another point towards their own target. Next subject for sport is hockey. University of Exeter 2, Ashmore men's first 11 2. Having gained their first win of the season, Ashmore were looking to get their first points on the road and build on their victory against Oxford Hawks last time out. The university side took the lead with something of a gift at the back post just before the quarter-time whistle. Sol Bloomfield was impeded in close quarters, and Rich Fishard made no mistake in converting the resultant penalty stroke. After a lot of huffing and puffing, Cullen Turner made it 2-2 in the final 2 minutes, having returned to the fray after a harsh yellow card. Ashmore women's first 11, 6. Ocean City fourth 11, 1. Ashmore ladies faced Ocean City's 4 on Saturday in the Petrock Division 2. It took a while for Ashmore to get started, but when they did, Sophie Walker fired a shot into the bottom left-hand corner and opened the scoring. Unfortunately, Ashmore were caught on the counter-attack shortly afterwards, allowing Ocean City to equalise. Tilly McEwen restored the advantage before the break from a well-worked penalty corner, and then the Ashmore dominance shone through in the second half. The youngster linked up well for a couple of goals before Walker and McEwen struck again for a convincing and controlling 6-1 win. Meanwhile, Ashmore men's second 11 beat North Devon away by 3-0, and Ashmore men's third 11 beat Exeter men's by 3-2. And now it's on with athletics. In nigh-on perfect conditions, trotters showed themselves to be amongst the county's very best in Biddeford's very fast-paced 10-mile race. They filled their boots with 5 podium finishes and 4 new club records. First trotter home was Alex Sparks in 21st place in a great time of 57 minutes 36 seconds, closely followed by Tim Pratt in 26th place in 58 minutes 14 seconds. Chloe Alford set a new senior F Club record with 1 hour 4 minutes and 19 seconds and was third in the F Senior category. Graydon Widdicombe, the travel correspondent, took part in the New York City Marathon, his 6th and final World Marathon Major. The race begins with Sinatra's spine-tingling New York, New York, and Graydon came home in 3 hours, 55 minutes and 47 seconds. Tim Singe ran in the Marathon des Alpes Maritimes, a route running pretty much along the coast from Nice to Cannes via the resorts of Antibes and Juan-les-Pins. I decided that these opportunities to run on flat courses don't come along that often in Devon, so hung on for a great time of 3 hours, 59 minutes and 53 seconds. And finally, triathlon. Timmer's Finest gains another Ironman crown. Over 2 years of hard work has paid off for Donald Brooks as he crossed the finish line and earned Ironman World Championship glory. Kona, Hawaii was the location where he retained his title at the end of October, having achieved the same feat in Nice last year. An overall time of 8 hours, 34 minutes and 56 seconds saw the Timmouth-based athlete win the 45 to 49 age group. And speaking of just how impressive this is, his time would have won him the 40 to 44 age group and a place on podiums for numerous others. And that's your sport for this week.